is this: to find the food, not to become the food, to understand the danger, and to reproduce animal life, to keep the animal. That's what the eyes are for. Your ears are made to what? To hear this melody of this universe? If that's what it is, how come that within the wide range of sounds, you hear only a little portion of it? This vast, enormous span of light, there is one little part, we call it visible, because it's visible to us. All the other animals will see the other part of it. All the insects will see ultraviolet, you don't. Why? Because you don't need it. If you had some insect needs, you will have that. This is made for life. The other part of me is not included here, because the other part of me doesn't need this. The other part has other instruments we're going to discover. So first, you should understand why your logical understanding of this universe is limited. Because of your cousins, monkeys. The human life physically is just like that. Therefore, there is no much difference between my eye and the chimp one, if you're talking about this one. See, the Buddhists, they talk about the third eye. The monkey doesn't have the third eye. I do. It's a part of breath. Remember that additional stuff which is in me and it's not in me, which is coming from him, but it's not a part of him. It's the breath which will come in and out. The spirit, we're talking about that part. Therefore, you dig it and don't worry, he cannot resist to explain it all to you. There is no tendency here to hide a part of this knowledge. Why we say that? Because in the time of, from the time of Rumi up to now, especially in that part of the globe, there is this tendency of hiding the things. Guess what? This is the culture of merchants. That part of the globe, the people are merchants. Because the things from east and west should cross that limited land. And they were good merchants. And the good merchant would realize that you could provoke some shortcoming by hiding the stuff and sell it later more expensively. So the attitude is there. But these people cannot be like that. Why? He confessed it, remember? He said, first of all, let me tell you that I don't want to talk to you. I have no desire to be busy with you. I have my beloved. It's out of my control. Do you remember when he said that? Exactly two words before the place I begin. You remember, I begin literally from paragraph 2, but I call it paragraph 1. The other one is the opening. At the end of that opening, he will say that love wants this to come out. It's like being a mirror. Mirror cannot stop reflecting. And he will repeat it again and again that, I don't want to talk to you. But the love is jumping out. I cannot resist it. I need it in a way. Not me. That love itself wants to jump out. Remember the real reason for human beings to be here? Why God created human beings? Do you remember that? You have to. Ahmed is not here. It's in Arabic. I repeated it so many times. In Kuntu Kanzan Mahfiyan, أحببت أن أعرفك لقد خلقنا الخالق لكي أعرفك. Means that I was a hidden treasure and I wished to be, I liked to be known. Therefore I created these people to be well known by them. That's the reason here. So he didn't create something and hide it not to be found. Because when we say treasure, you will remember a one-eyed captain who is hiding something in an island for nobody to discover it. And you forget the explanation of the treasure. What was the speciality of this treasure I was talking about? فَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أَعْرَافُ. I would have liked to be known. This is like hiding something to provoke your effort. It's like hiding the egg to provoke the children to look for it. You don't put it in a safe and lock it for the children not to find it. So the secret in this universe is made to be found. Not it's made to be kept secret. Why do I say that? The only reason I have is all these people who found it. They let go of their life to call the others to come and find it again. This is what they do. They spend the entire life calling the other people. Rumi in one very lovely poem say, oh, we call it secret. This secret. What kind of secret is this that we all are shouting about it and trying to explain it? What is a secret? That's how it goes. Because it's complicated. This is that famous serpent. Imagine a serpent eating its own tail. It will become a circle which you expect it to turn around. That's the best explanation. Yes?
And as for him that perceives the inner meaning in his outward form, the form is near to the meaning and far.
Again, he was telling you that this form and this meaning are so combined, but don't think that they are one. They are separated. We're going back to that, to the thing that last week we had. Remember those two different seas, two different body of water, which are side by side, the wave of this could go in that one and the other, but these two seas are divided by the highest mountain. So they are divided and not divided. They look two, but they are one. That's the yin and yang. Yep.
In regard to indication, they are like the sap and the tree. When you turn to liquidity, they are very far. Take leave of quiddities and essential properties, and relate what happened to those twain with faces like the moon.
So we let this, let's say, conversation be postponed. We go back to the man and the woman. Yes.
How the Arab set his heart on his beloved's request and swore that in thus submitting he had no trickery and making trial.
You remember what are we continuing? We arrived to a point that the man was fed up and said, oh, if you go on like this, I will divorce you. The woman said, talk about anything you wish, not the separation. What? Because by separation, the woman will die. If my intelligence separates itself from me, what will be the intelligence? It's mine. So it should be here. And it's intelligence. So it's intelligent enough to understand this. That okay, no separation. And she brought up the best excuse, right? She said, whatever I did it for you, because I'm a part of you. Man accepted it. and said, okay, because you surrender, I will surrender.